These days, only the occasional nostalgia excursion, like this one last March, brings a steam-powered passenger train through Waverly, Virginia. But 89 years ago, riders on one of the trains that used to make regular stops in this town southeast of Petersburg witnessed something that's been mostly ignored by history. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project. David, there was a story in the Richmond Times-Dispatch about the lynching of a black man, James Jordan, in 1925 in Waverly. He was suspected of having attacked a white woman. Reporter Frank Green uncovered quite a lot of information.
It was an incident that that many people in Virginia would like to forget. The worst of the violence in the Jim Crow era and the Civil Rights era passed us by. And while the story points out it's true that Virginia had fewer lynchings than any other southern state, this incident in 1925 in Waverly is a reminder that all things were not as happy and peaceful in Virginia as we would like to think.
Jordan was in jail when a mob gathered outside. Even though the sheriff promised a quick trial, he wasn't able to hold off the crowd. They took Jordan and lynched him near the railroad station in the center of town. Governor Lee Trinkle came to Waverly the next day and made his disapproval clear, but the local paper didn't see things the way the governor saw them.
No, in fact, the Waverly Dispatch wrote an editorial after the governor's visit saying, this lynching should and will, quote, serve as an object lesson to the colored man of the Black Belt.
Black Belt was a reference to the majority African-American population, both then and now in that part of Virginia. And David, a century on, that majority now expresses itself at the polls.
The town of Waverly now has its first African-American mayor, who was elected in 2010, Walter Mason. He also serves as the town manager.
Now, this story comes out at a time when there's an effort underway to open up the history of lynching. It's something that's been kept out of the spotlight in many places.
An Alabama-based group that's documenting the lynching sites across the South plans to try to get historical markers erected and start a conversation, an honest conversation, about the history of lynchings. But to the people in the town of Waverly, it's a long-forgotten event.
That group is the Equal Justice Initiative. Even though they don't plan to put a marker in Waverly, they hope the town will do so. Our other story this week, David, involves budget-cutting recommendations made to Charlottesville City Council.
Right, this is a story by Michael Owens, a reporter for the Charlottesville Daily Progress. One item, basically, as the reporter wrote, they discovered one of Charlottesville's most sacred cows, which apparently is two dances a year for junior high school kids.
Council members were told they could save $5,100 by not sponsoring the dances at city recreation centers. But they rejected that idea rather strongly. Councilwoman Dee Dee Smith called it crazy to withdraw support from something that's obviously a hit with the students.
She called it wildly popular. Why would they want to cut something that's so popular?
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reports from around the Commonwealth on vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.